Shalom to all. Today's Avzan Hedjin Daf Lamed Vav. We're starting about the 13th line at the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah. Dine Momenes Hatmias Vataras Vechulu. And today's Avzan sponsor Leilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Batsar Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah had said that when we're dealing with regular Dine Momenes cases or determining whether something is Tamir or Tahar, then we always start with the most Chashiv judge. He's the one that gives his opinion first. So the Gemara tells Amar Rav. Rav says I know Avoy Minyanei Debei Rebbe. I was part of a vote in Rebbe's Bezdin, meaning I was part of the discussions. Uminay Didiya have Masli Bereisha, and they started with me first, and I'm definitely not the most Chashiv. Rebbe is the head of Bezdin. They should have started with him. And we learned in the Mishnah that we always start from the Gadol. So he answers, some say it was Rabbi Hill Braid Rabbi Valas, the Shani Minyanei Debei Rebbe. When they took a vote in the Beis Mishnah of Rebbe, that's different. The Kul Minyanei Minatzad have Maschili, they always started from the side, meaning they always started from a lesser Chashiv Dayan because of Rebbe's humility and his Anava, and that's the only reason why it happened like that by Rebbe, but not by other Bati Dinim. We have another member from this Amira about Rebbe, Vamar Rab Braid Rava, Vitema, some say it was Rabbi Hill Braid Rabbi Valas, Mimais Moshev Ad Rebbe, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu all the way until Rebbe, Loimatsu. Tyra and Gedula weren't found in the same place. Tyra is obviously knowledge in Tyra, and Gedula means greatness, as in wielding authority over the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu was Malchus, Rebbe was the Nasi, and so from Moshe until Rebbe, we don't find this confluence of Tyra and Gedula in one place. As Gemara Veloi, Vahava Yeshua. Yeshua was like that. He was a leader of Klal Yisrael and the greatest Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says, no, Havi Elazar. Elazar was at the same time as Yeshua, and he was as big as a Talmud Chacham. As Gemara Vahava Pinchas. What about Pinchas? After Elazar died, Pinchas was not only the ruler, but he was also big as Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says, no, Havi Zakenim. This Kenim were there, and they were as great in their entire knowledge. Ask Gemara Rav Shaul, what about Shaul HaMelech? He was a great Talmud Chacham and he was the king. The answer is, no, Rav Shmuel. There's Shmuel HaNavi, who was a greater Talmud Chacham than Shaul. The Gemara asks about Noch Nafshe. Shmuel died in Shaul's lifetime, so that means that there was a point in time that Shaul was the greatest in Tyre and Gedula. So the answer is, no, Kuli Shani Kamrinon, we're talking about his entire life, meaning all years that he was the ruler, it has to be there was no one his equal. And obviously there was Shmuel for some point in time. Ask Gemara about David, what about David HaMelech? He was the greatest in Tyre and he was the king. The answer is, no, Hava Irahaya Iri. There was Irahaya Iri, who was actually David's Rebbe. Ask Gemara Vanach Nafshi. He died. And the answer is Kula Shani Kamrinon. It's his whole life. It has to be all of David's life that he was the greatest in Tyre and Gedula. Ask Gemara Vav Shlomo. What about Shlomo Melech? And the answer is Hav Shem Ben Gera, the Shem Ben Gera, who's a great Talmud Chacham. Ask Gemara Vakatle. He killed him because he was married by Malchus. And once again, the answer is Kula Shani Kamrinon. We're saying all of his life, all of his time. Ask Gemara Vav Chizkiah. What about Chizkiah Melech? And the answer is Hav Shevna. There was Shevna, whom we learned previously before, had a bigger yeshiva than Chizkiah did. And we have the same question. Vav Iktol. He was killed. And once again, the answer is Kula Shani Kamrinon. We're talking about all of his life. Asking more of Hava Ezra. What about Ezra Seifer? And the answer is Hava Nechemi Ben Chachalia. There's Nechemia. And Rav Rava, he adds in Afani Omer. I'll also say that most Rebbe Ad Rabashi from the days of Rebbe up until Ravashi Loimet Sinu Tarek Dula Makam Echad. There wasn't Tarek Dula in the same place. Only Ravashi had this. Asking more of Eloi, there wasn't. Valhava Huna Bar Nason. What about Huna Bar Nason? And the answer is Huna Bar Nason. Mechav Hava Chayif Le Ravashi Huna Bar Nason. Even though he wielded a lot of power, he still subjugated himself to Ravashi. So it is still considered Tarek Dula Makam Echad. And continuing to explain the Mishnah, we had said Din Nefasha is Maschilim Natsad. That when deliberating a case of Dina Fashas, a capital case, we always start from the side, meaning from the least Chashav Dayan, not from the most Chashav, not from the head of the Bezdin. Asking Ramadan Emili, how do I know this? From Ravacha Rapapa, he answers, Amarka, because the Pazak tells us, Loisan al Riv, which literally means don't respond to an argument. However, the Drasha is Loisan al Rav. And the reason why we can make such a Drasha is because the word Riv is not spelled with a Yud. There's a Chirik under the Resh, but it's actually just spelled Resh Beis. So we could read it as Rav, and then the Pazak is understood as Loisan al Rav, don't respond to the Great One, and that would mean that in a Dina Fashas case, if the head of the Bezdin, the most Chashuv, he spoke up first, no one's going to want to respond to him, and if he says the guy's Chayiv, then they might end up being Mechayiv the guy, and not find reasons for his acquittal. So therefore, specifically with Din Nefashos, we start from the side. Rav Rechana Amar Yechanan, he says Mehachatz from the following case, this is a story with David and his men, when they were mistreated by Naval. David had suggested that perhaps he's considered Mayer B'Malchus, and we should kill him, and the discussion was, V'yom Devla Nashav, David told his men, Chigru Ish as Charboy, each man should strap on or gird himself with his sword, which is a discussion for whether or not he should kill him, and V'yachru Ish as Charboy, each one did do so, and afterwards it says Vayachar Gam David is Charboy. David, who's the greatest of all of them, he put on his sword, which means he offered his opinion last. So that's the source. We have another din. Amar Rav Rav tells us Shoyin Adam Talmidai V'Don Imo B'Din Nefashos. A Rebbe could teach his Talmud. He could teach him things in Torah, and at the very same time, they could judge together in Din Nefashos case. And the Talmud's opinion is considered as a totally separate opinion from the Rebbe's, even though he's learning Torah from his Rebbe. As like, how can we say this? Meisvei. We have a brass that tells us Hatars Vatameis that when there's deliberations in Bez Din regarding whether or not something Tomei or Tahar, Ha'af Ubenai, a father and son, or Harav and Talmidai, a Rebbe and Talmud, Manalhem Shnayim, they're counted as two separate opinions. Whereas Dina Mamadis, Vidina Nefashis, Dina Makas, Kiddush HaChaydash, Ve'ibra HaShana, in all these situations, Av Ubenai, Harav and Talmidai, Ein Manalhem El Echad. So we see from here that in Dina Nefashis cases, a Rebbe and Talmud are only counted as one opinion, and that's because we're understanding that the Talmud is just simply getting from his Rebbe, and he's basically saying whatever his Rebbe is telling him. So why is that counted as a separate opinion? The Gemara Lamed Vav Hamei Zantav answers, Kikam Rav, when did Rav say this? Ravasi. For example, Rav Kana Ravasi, who is Talmidim, the Ligmari de Rav Havatzrichi, they need to learn basic information from Rav. Like when you go to your Rebbe, you learn basic information you didn't know beforehand. But the Lizmari de Rav Havatzrichi, they didn't need the svaras of Rav. They were wise and sharp and smart enough on their own that once they got the basic information from the Rebbe, they were able to make their own cheshbonos and their own svaras and draw their own conclusions without needing the Rebbe. And so therefore, they considered a totally separate opinion than the Rebbe. But somebody else who's not like them, who's not as sharp, not as smart, can't go through all the cheshbonos and think of their own svaras on their own, then you're right, this Talmud would not be able to be a separate opinion from his Rebbe in a Din Nefashos case. Now to another discussion, Rabbo says, Asar Dvarim Yesh Bein Din Mamonos Din Nefashos. There's 10 differences between Mamonos and Nefashos cases. These are all listed in our Mishnah. V'kulon Einoigin M'shar Niskol. We do not keep to all of them by a Shar Niskol case, Chutz Me'as M'shloisha, except for 23. We had said in the first Mishnah of the Masechta that a Shar Niskol, an ox that killed somebody, and that means that it needs to be stoned, it has to be judged by a Bezin of 23, and that was based off of Joshua, K'mi Sabalim Kach Mi'Sashar, just like if when the owner would be killed for some sort of thing that he might be chayv misa for, he's judged by a bezin of 23. So to the shor, when it kills somebody, it needs to be judged by a bezin of 23. But besides for that din, all the other chumras that we have by bezin of 23 by din nefashos case do not apply in a situation of a shor niskol. How do I know this? Amar Vachabar probably answers. Amar Kar, because the pasuk says loy sata mishpat yivyan chav brivai. Literally, this means don't twist or pervert the judgment of a poor person in his dispute. What do we learn from here? Mishpat yivyan chav yatamate. You can't lean the judgment of somebody who's being judged for nefashos. If we just have a majority of one to convict him, that's not okay. Aval tamat mishpat shel shor niskol, but we could lean the judgment of a shor niskol, even if we only have a majority of one to convict and to kill the shor, then we'll do that and it's no problem. But I think we're asked, asara hotes havu. How can Ravo say there's 10 differences? There's really 9. If you go to the Mishnah, you'll see 9. Ask the Gemara, ha'asara ketani. It says 10, so it must be that there's 10. And the answer is the mishum de'ina kol ksheirim. When the Mishnah says that not everyone's kosher to judge the nefashos case, ve'es mushloisha, and the fact that we need 23 to judge the nefashos, chadahi. That's really from the same source, and therefore it's really 9 and not 10. However, ha'ikachrisi, there is another thing that brings the count up to 10 differences between mamonos and nefashos. The Tanya of Brisa tells us, in Meshivim Sanhedrin, zaken usris umishen lebanim, we're not allowed to have an old man, a sris, is a person who can't have children, or somebody who doesn't have children as part of Sanhedrin. And Rabbi Yehuda Maisef Afachzari, Rabbi Yehuda adds, even a person who's brazen, he's cold-hearted, he also can't be part of Sanhedrin. And v'chilufein b'mesis, the exact opposite is with a mesis, somebody who tries to get somebody else to do avodah zarah, drachman amar, the Torah says, lois achma v'lois chasa olav, don't have compassion and don't cover for him, and so such a dayan could sit on a mesis case. We get to explain the Mishnah. We had said a kol kshein lod din mamonos. Everyone's kosher to judge a din mamonos case, and the question is, hakol asui mai, what's this hakol coming to include? Amar Rav Yehuda says, asui mamzer, it's coming to include a mamzer. A mamzer is allowed to be a dayan on a mamonos case. Ask more about tinir chodzim. No, we already learned this in a Mishnah. A Mishnah tells us, kol roi lod din nefashos, anyone who's able to judge din nefashos, roi lod din mamonos, he could for sure judge mamonos. However, yesh roi lid din mamonos, ve'ein roi lod din nefashos, there's somebody who's able to judge a mamonos case and not able to judge a nefashos case. Vavina bar, we ask, lasui mai, what's that coming to include? Vam Rav Yehuda answers, lasui mamzer, that's including a mamzer. A mamzer could judge mamonos, but not nefashos. So we already have this. I think more answers, you're right. Our Mishnah and this Mishnah that we just quoted are talking about two separate things. Chad lasui ger, v'chad lasui mamzer. One Mishnah is coming to include that a ger is allowed to be a dayan on a mamonos case, and the other one is coming to include that a mamzer is allowed to be a dayan on a mamonos case. And it's richa, we have to have both of these inclusions. Diashmin and ger, if we only said that a ger is allowed to be a dayan on a mamonos case, I might say, deroy love b'kahal, that's because he's fit to come to the kahal, he's allowed to marry a regular Yiddish woman, so he's allowed to be a dayan. Aval mamzer, emoloi, but a mamzer who can't marry into the kahal, can't marry a regular Jewish woman, I might say that he's not allowed to be a dayan. And so that's why I have to say mamzer. And v'yashmin mamzer, if we only said mamzer, I might say that that's because the bami tipik shera, he comes from a tipik shera, his father and mother were kosher Jews, they weren't allowed to live together, as they produced a mamzer, but at the end of the day, he comes from a kosher Jew. Aval ger, deloi bami tipik shera, but a ger, he doesn't come from a tipik shera, his mother wasn't Jewish. Emoloi, I might say he's not allowed to be a dayan. Tzricha, that's what we have to say ger as well. And lastly, we explained, v'ena kol k'shein l'odin din nefashos, Misha said that not everyone's kosher judge din nefashos, except for a kayin, a levi, and a yisrael that's allowed to marry into kahuna. And the question is, my time, but why is that? The answer is, Tanur Yosef teaches, k'shem shebezin minukim b'tzedek, just like bezin has to be clean b'tzedek, meaning they have to be pure and righteous, kach minukim b'kol mum, they also have to be clean from every mum, and this doesn't mean a physical blemish, this means a pegam mishpacha, they can't have anything wrong in their ancestry, in the yichos of their mishpacha. And on Ramemer, he says, my crow, what's a pasuk for this? And Shir Shirma tells us, kulach yofa rayasi umum ein bach. And so we see it says, mum ein bach, that you don't have a mum. Ask Gemara, vidil mum mamish. Maybe the pasuk over there is saying a real mum, a physical blemish. So Ramachem Reakav, the answer is, you're right, we have a different pasuk. Amar Kral, pasuk tells us, visyatsu sham imach, that they shall stand there with you. This is referring to the zakenim that we're going to stand with Moshe Rabbeinu and be part of his bezdin. And how do we understand this word imach, with you? Imach bedaimim lach, that they're with you, they have to be like you, that you have no issue in your yichos Moshe Rabbeinu. They also have to have pure yichos. Ask Gemara, vidil mahasam shem shchina. Maybe over there, they have to be be pure because the Shechina, since the Shechina is with Moshe Rabbeinu, so they also have to be pure. But that doesn't mean that all Bate Dinim, in all Nefashos cases, they have to be a pure Yichas. Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he answers, here's the real source. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'nasu Itach, they're going to carry the burden with you. And here we can understand that Itach B'daim L'chali Hava, and that they're there with you carrying this burden, they have to be just like you, free of all Yichas blemishes, and that's the source. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.